So this afternoon we'll be investigating grief and the guidelines, listen deeply and speak the truth. And we'll be looking at how we can use this practice to support us in caring for others, in caring for ourselves, in allowing us to be present with the dying, with death. And I'd like to begin by reading a bit of the poem of the Terigata. This poem is by the elder nun Patachara, who has also lost a child. And the Buddha comes upon her as she's weeping and grieving. And he says, "You weep for one whose path you do not really comprehend, whether he's coming or going. From where has that son of yours come? And yet, for one whose path you know, for him you do not grieve at all, whether he is coming or going. Such is the nature of creatures." I'm just going to pause there just to examine what exactly is being said. So when we touch upon something that we don't understand, why this has happened, in Patachara's case, it's the death of a very young son, the death of an infant, maybe a newborn infant. So she feels the grief. She feels the loss. And yet, for someone whose journey we understand, somebody who's gone traveling, somebody who's gone off into life, there is no grief. We think of them as being absent, but there somewhere. Reflect back to people you've known in your life, perhaps friends that you've lost contact with. Certainly for those of us who are somewhat older, thinking back to the friends we had in school, people we may not have seen for decades and decades. People who might, in fact, be dead. But because we don't know it, we don't grieve them. So what's being touched here is that when we know the path, then we don't grieve. That flow is continuing. So I'll just read on a little bit more. "Uninvited, he came from there. Unpermitted, he's gone from here. Having come from who knows where, he lived but for a few short days. But though gone from here by one path, he goes from there by another. Departed with human form, he will go flowing on and on. As he has come, so he has gone. What is there to grieve about? So this understanding, this acceptance of a birth, and the acceptance of the death that that birth necessarily creates, when we understand that, there is nothing to grieve about. And reflecting back to my own experience with Annie, because this investigation was one that we went through together, that path was known. And there was very little grief. There are moments of sadness. There were, in the beginning, even moments of grief, but very short-lasting, because it took but a small turn of the mind to be in touch with Annie again. There was no loss. We'll talk about this a little bit more in the second half of this afternoon. But I'd really like to stay with this investigation of grief for this first part of the afternoon, and to the guideline or guidelines: listen deeply and speak the truth. In listen deeply and speak the truth, in listen deeply, we're listening with the whole body. We are mindfully aware of what's present in our bodies, where the words that are being spoken are landing, what they are bringing up in our own body. And we're mindfully aware of the presence and the voice of the other person. Not focusing on making a connection, not trying to make a connection. Connection happens. Connection is inevitable, except when we try to separate, when we put a barrier there. When we connect with anyone, when we meet somebody face to face, when we're in their proximity, connection happens. We can't help it. All we have to do is allow it to happen. Simply pausing to allow mindfulness to be present, awareness to be present. Relaxing the social structures that we cling to when we meet someone, of having to be a certain way, of having to be seen in a certain way. Simply relaxing into being present with that other person, to opening the relational space to include that other person. That opening with all the senses, that hearing with all the senses, with this whole body mind, will allow that connection to happen naturally. Open to what is going to emerge, attuning to that emergence, allowing all those little signs and signals, felt experiences in the relational space, simply allowing them to arise and to pass. Not trying to cling to those that we like and push away those that we don't like, simply being open to it all. In this contemplation, in this practice of listen deeply, speak the truth, we have a slightly different format. Here, the speaker does get to share a story. And the story that the speaker will be sharing in this session is around their experiences with grief. It can be grief for oneself or grief for another. Maybe the arising of grief, the passing of grief. Maybe reflecting to someone who was very close to you, but is now long gone. And now no grief is felt. Maybe someone who is closer, whose passing is more recent, where that grief can still be touched. So touching that, pausing, relaxing, opening, allowing the arising of the experience and sharing it with your partner, telling the story. So we'll have 7 minutes for that to happen. And the listener who is practicing listening deeply, to pause, to relax, to open to that experience of listening, of listening deeply, of listening with the whole body to the story that is being shared, to the words, to the sound of the voice, to all those other qualities of the voice, to the body language, to what lies below that, to that whole felt experience of listening to a story which may carry lots of emotion. Simply being open to receiving. And at the end of those 7 minutes, it becomes the listener's turn to speak. Not their story, but to mirror back for the speaker what was heard, what was felt, what was experienced as the speaker was telling their story. This is not an exercise in remembering as much as you can about the story. It's an exercise in listening deeply, of being present to those experiences, and then in your sharing back to the speaker, mirroring back to the speaker, mirroring back what was felt when words were spoken, when ideas were being expressed, when thoughts were being expressed, when feelings were being expressed. So it might go something along the lines of, when you talked about the death of your mother, I noticed that your eyes closed, that your hands gripped each other. I felt a tightness. So really very simple, describing your felt experiences when the speaker shared something. And we'll do 3 minutes for that. Not very long. And then we'll have 1 minute, a very short minute, for the speaker to reflect back to the listener what it was like hearing their words reflected back by someone who was listening deeply. This can be a very powerful experience. Again, something that in our daily lives we don't often, if ever, get to experience. It's not something to be grasped at, not something to be clung to. It's simply what happens when we're present in that relational space with another and fully open to what is being shared. And then we will reverse roles, and the person who was listening will now share their story. And the listener will reflect back what was heard, and the speaker will share with the listener what it was like to have their words reflected back, have their story reflected back. So 7 minutes telling a story around grief or the absence of grief. 3 minutes for the listener to reflect back what was felt, what was heard. And then 1 minute for the speaker to reflect back to the listener what it was like to hear their story mirrored back to them. It is complicated, and at each stage we will ring a bell and prompt you as to what the next stage is. So don't worry about trying to remember 7 minutes, 3 minutes, 1 minute. I have enough trouble doing that, so just let me worry about it. So the story is around the topic of grief, our experiences with grief. Really simple. We will be changing partners. So we'll have a different partner from this morning, and we will keep that same partner for the whole of the afternoon. So you will notice that there have appeared around the room many more boxes of tissues than there were this morning. So you perhaps want to notice where one is, or perhaps take a few tissues out if you feel there might be a need for them before you find your partner or after you found your partner. And again, once you settle into the group, that difficult task of deciding who is going to speak first. And this afternoon we'll switch roles. So in the second round of contemplations this afternoon, the listener will be the first speaker. So just settling in, just finding a comfortable position in your seat, perhaps allowing the eyes to close. So first speaker, You have 7 minutes to share your story about grief or the absence of grief. Pausing, relaxing, opening, attuning to emergence, listening deeply, speaking the truth of what's present in each moment.